Welcome to the Change Your World Relationships, both Family and Business Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the fabulous Mr. Fox Beyer. Fox, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you again, Tanya. Hello, everybody. As she said, my name is Fox Beyer. Trade-wise, I am a teacher, a coach, a speaker, and an author. I have a book out called Letter Kindling, but I want to talk to you today more about who I am as a man and how that relates to relationships. My advice as I recite some poems from my book today for you all is this: stick to your principles and like people will find you. That's my advice, and through these poems and personal anecdotes, keep that in mind. This first poem that I'm going to recite for you all from my book is called My Broken Gift. Yes, I am a teacher. Yes, I'm a coach. Yes, I'm an author. Yes, I'm a speaker. But I am a man that has CP, cerebral palsy. And it's a disorder where my brain affects muscle control differently than it would for the average Joe. Listen, we all have issues. It just happens, in my case, is that you see them right away. If you were to see me across the way out yonder, I'd be a guy that walks a little funny. And then if you got really, really close, you'd say, hey, this joker here, he can't look at me with both eyes at the same time. I've been through a handful of leg surgeries and a couple of eye surgeries, and this poem sort of depicts that. And it's called My Broken Gift. Captive of my body, this thing has got me. Sitting here in this chair, so begins the unfair. Thought so by some blind, deaf, and dumb. Tell me, did he hear that sound, and how is he getting around? People, listen. My crossed eyes gave me X-ray vision in disguise. From my first ectomy to my last otomy, my scars are my gift. A rounded silhouette of a man, and his limbs belie. It's where spasticity meets elasticity. My scars are my gift. Don't stare, Mom said that. What's he looking at? It's in that split second you formed your perception. Come on over and patronize. You've been cut down to size. Your high words won't work. It's the truth, you jerk. Misjudged book and misread cover, I'll tell you what lies under. Your actions say 1,000 words more wrong than you ever heard. Listen, people, my crossed eyes gave me X-ray vision in disguise. From my first ectomy to my last otomy, my scars are my gift. A rounded silhouette of a man, his limbs belie. It's where spasticity meets elasticity. My scars are my gift. In that poem, My Broken Gift, it mentions being spastic. I have what's called hypertensive CP, meaning you could stretch me in one direction for an hour or for 23 hours, and in that 24th hour, it would go right back to the way that it was. My body constantly wants to go into a fetal position. You might not feel exactly like that, but you may have an issue that draws unnecessary attention to yourself, like it has to me over the years. I hope you can relate, but I'm telling you, stick to your principles, and like people will find you. My book is called Letter Kindling, Igniting, Inspiring, and Evoking the Fire Within. And it's available off my website, foxkbeyer.com. It's got great illustrations. I try to be as honest as possible in the book. This next one is about picturing me. Again, a man. Regardless of what I do, I'm a man. If you see me at first sight, I walk a little funny. And when you look at me, you're probably prone to say, I don't know what he's looking at. I was born cross-eyed and had a couple of surgeries, a couple of unfortunate accidents after the surgeries. One was after an eye surgery procedure. I was playing with a baseball at my grandmother's house. I threw a pop fly, went back to catch it, fell back and hit my head. And my eyes went back to the way they were before the surgery. So I had to go back in under the knife a few days later. This is a bit of a reflection on that. It's called If You Can Fathom. Hey there, mister, I say without delay. Just a minute. Slow your moving train. I'll tell you a story, I hope not boring at all. Looking at myself, skin and bones, sometimes tripping on rock and stone, stay straight, I say, nice and tall, if you can fathom. I scream and you might hear, divulging all the pain, wiping all the sweat from my brow. I said I scream and you might hear, divulging all the pain, wiping all the sweat from my brow. I'm 37 years old, and I've got to tell you, in all honesty, there is a part of me that is very self-conscious when I enter a room, and it's not because of my gait, it's because of my eyes. I'm afraid I'm going to insult people because I might start talking to them, and they might think that I'm not looking at them. It happens pretty much every week. But I feel like talking about it has become the best therapy for me. This next one is called Answers, just basically about confusion. It was written in a hotel in Somerset, New Jersey, after a baseball game, after a team that I was coaching on lost. My friend and I, who is the manager, stood there in entire confusion. I thought it was a good time to write. It's called Answers. Will this smoke inhalation clear the confusion that is my current state? Lately, there is no one to whom I can relate. A fire burns as my world turns from clear to overcast. Rain comes and I go blank. I try to swim. And guess what? 15 strokes in, I begin to drown. Ah, bottom bound. For a moment, I am saved by the green grass I have found. Huh, sprinklers surround. I should have known. It wasn't a concert that filled my ears. It was only a drone. Only time will tell if I will escape this current state of living hell. Tell me, where could I buy a gasoline suit? With another drag, a chance, will I adapt, advance? Tell you what, this present tense makes no sense. Out there, is there an answer? So it's about confusion, these poems. But again, through all of this, as I become transparent in front of you, stick to your principles and like people will find you. And you will find that relationship that you have been craving for all of these years and that you deserve. Only when you are yourself all of the time. Great friend of mine, a couple of years ago, gave me a Bible. And this Bible, a life application study Bible, sits on my kitchen table. I live in fear of reading that because I don't think I am any match for, quote unquote, the book. It sits there collecting dust on my kitchen table. And every time I go to read it, I think it's just going to show me how inadequate I am. So I wrote about it. It's called Dust on the Bible. I hope you like it. I spend my days as part of the unkind, an occasional smoke and drink for a good time. I've made up my mind, I'm going to make a new start. I'm going to be clean, I tell you, but it's so hard to start. Someone tells me there's a book right there, but do I dare? And there's dust in the Bible. With my blood still red, and my hair turning gray, tell me, will tomorrow bring the same as today? As I lie in bed, I tremble and shake. With the sun and the rain, I begin to awake. Someone tells me that this book will shun the guard on my heart. I'm so deep in the dark, it's got me thinking. I get in my car, I drive into work, I laugh, I cry, I think, and there's dust on the Bible. The pages in this book have never been torn. I look to my right, and what do I see, people? You bet, a horn. I close my eyes. I try to dream. Am I really the torn, scarred man that I think? And there's still dust on the Bible. If you feel in fear of reading the Bible like I do, we are in the same place. It is okay to be fearful. Best thing you can do is talk about it and write about it, and that's what's helped me. Again, my name is Fox Beyer. The book is called Letter Kindling, K-I-N-D-L-I-N-G, Igniting, Inspiring, and Evoking the Fire Within. My website is foxkbeyer.com. That's F-O-X-K-B-E-Y-E-R.com. Everything on there is what you need. It has a Facebook link. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google+. It's got all the major social media networks. And the book itself has great illustrations by a good friend of mine, Stephen Whetstone. Give him a follow on Instagram and Facebook if you would. He is a brilliant artist. The next one is about a dream that I have, and it's called Three of These. And I think my reciting the poem will be enough to let you know what it's all about. Last night, I lied in bed and looked to the sky. I'll tell you what I saw in my mind's eye. It was a place, same in race and in creed. A mighty fine place to be indeed. People not doing for themselves but each other. One word in their minds, that word was brother. These people for each other they gived. One word in their minds, that word was give. It was also a place free and void of things like bigotry. Again, a mighty fine place to be indeed. It was free of the incessant and the horrible, free of the obnoxious and the terrible. People, last night I lied in bed and saw a world free of disease, because last night I dreamt of a world that was cancer-free. Maybe if we all dream, we can all put our heads together and that insidious, disgusting disease will be gone. This next one is just about the road to success. Hasn't been easy for me even to get to this point. I told you again, I'm a guy who is very self-conscious. And to this day, at 37 years old, I walk into rooms and I wonder, are they going to know what I'm looking at when I'm speaking to them? So I wrote this. It's called Tough Beginnings to a Happy Life. The early was a day-to-day struggle. It went from bad to worse. And guess what? The pain doubled. Never far from imminent danger. From the tough and unforgiving, I was no stranger. Toughness to me seemed impossible. Toughness, I had that, and it was plentiful. So I turned my pain into inspiration. And every day I gave it a game-faced salutation. I said, hello, tough times. You're just a pit stop to a happy life. Because tell me, what is victory highly without some struggle and strife? Again, that was called Tough Beginnings to a Happy Life. From the book, Letter Kindling, Igniting, Inspiring, and Evoking the Fire Within. One of my jobs is I am a high school teacher. And I see every day the amount of students who seek to be hip and not to be accepted. Again, the reason why I'm speaking in front of you today is, A, to give you hope and tell you please to stick to your principles, and only then like people find you. This one is called Individuality Saved. Are you trying to stand out? But sure, your twin is out there, no doubt. They wear what you wear and they do what you do. Your carbon copy, nothing new. But tell me this, do they have your heartbeat, your tone, your mission? Remember, it is impossible to measure what lies within. With so many similar variables, remember how you were made. So have no fear. Your individuality is saved. Again, seek to be accepted. Don't seek to be hip. This one is about me looking at my former self. If there are some parts of yourself that you like, remember, they are always within you. It's about me looking at my former self and letting myself know somewhere within me, parts of my former self that I like, they still breathe. And it's called Hey Stranger. Hey Stranger, that shadow, it's me. A picture of you from back in 93. Take a look back, if you feel compelled, and read me like a book, oh, the stories I can tell. Remember what you want if you want to remember. You were at your best when you didn't know any better. At times, yes, you were green, a bit uncouth, but you were always looking up, a very optimistic youth. The stars were the limit with your fresh face. Today's failures are burdens, but yesterday they were just mistakes. You were you, and you were limitless. You were you, and your positivity was relentless. Soon I will shut the door. Soon I will leave. Remember this. Within you, stranger, I breathe. Hey, stranger, if you like parts of your former self, remember, dig deep. They are still within you. I truly believe that. Stick to your principles. Like people will find you. Okay? This one is, again, from the book Letter Kindling, and it's called Breathe. It's about we can be diverse just by being ourselves, just by breathing. Breathe. Two rules. Inhale and exhale. Breathe. You are the one that prevails. Breathe. Create your own rhythm. Breathe. Doesn't it feel great to create your own microcosm? Breathe. Whether your pace is slow or it's fast. Breathe. Let the air in your lungs amass. Breathe. A chance in seconds to come clean. Breathe. Your own composer you can be. Breathe, people, and create your own key. Again, from the book Letter Kindling, message today, I'm Fox Beyer. Stick to your principles, and like people will find you, you will find that relationship that you've been craving just by constantly being yourself. No one knows you better than you do. This is about hopes and dreams that really in society, perception has become reality. And I'll let it speak for itself as I give you this poem, The Greatest Currency. All your life, pushing to the limit, hoping and wishing for a salary, secrets, wanting nothing more than the cash, the cake, and the glue, wanting to be better than anybody who ever knew, wanting it all to every minute, second, and passing hour, because to you, it's the coin that has the power. The time fades and memories pass. So I ask you, which is the currency that lasts? Is it the bank, your cash? My friend, I'm afraid those things don't last. What about time and advice you have passed on to family and friends? I think it's those things that don't have an end. So I've come to one conclusion, all you lads. Your impact on each other is the greatest currency you could ever have. The inspiration of that poem comes from two people. A friend of mine who said, Fox, quote unquote, you are not going to take your money with you when you die. And an idol of mine, sports idol, Mr. Jackie Robinson, whose epitaph says, a life is not important except on the impact it has on other lives. Again, with the greatest currency. My name is Fox Beyer, and the book is Letter Kindling. Website, foxkbeyer.com. Please give me a follow on any social media network. I'm on them all, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn. You name it, I'm on it. Two more for you today. This one is called Research. It's about getting to know people, getting to know the man. I'm telling you right now, whoever's listening is getting to know the man without even seeing me. It's called Research, and it goes something like this. Research. Hold the book gently and be curious. Research. Without knowing your intent, you will soon find your purpose. Research. Within this letter stew, research, go with the pages. Research. You will soon be in tune. Research. The pages ahead will comfort you. Research, people, and you will soon find a cure. It might be just about looking inside yourself or looking deeply into other people and forgetting about yourself. All within that, be yourself, and like people will find you. This one is called The Napkin and the Soap Bar. Whether you relate to being a napkin or a bar of soap, this one's for you. If you took this here napkin and folded it into shape, what story would it tell? What picture would it paint? Would it note all the peaks and valleys jumped over and run through? But just like any other napkin, it cleans up too, just like you. If you don't want to be a napkin, but rather a bar of soap, what story would it tell with no lies or jokes? Would it note all the peaks and valleys jumped over and run through? But just like any other napkin, it cleans up too, just like you. These two small things that entail your life story, may they lead you on a path of amazing glory. And when the book is closed and the story is done, people, may we all realize that we all are one. Again, my name's Fox Spire. The book is called Letter Kindling, Igniting, Inspiring, and Evoking the Fire Within. My website is Fox, F-O-X-K-B-E-Y-E-R, FoxKBuyer.com. Anybody listening today, if you want to shoot me an email, free. I will send you a book for free. Just fire me your address. If you feel like I'm somebody who could speak in front of your organization and help people, I will also do that free of charge. Again, my name is Fox Spire. I've got one more for you today, and it's called He Looks Back at Me and Says, and it's my inability to lie even in front of a mirror. It's 6:30 in the a.m., and the snooze has become my friend. Soon I see myself in the mirror. He looks back at me and says, have you done all you can do? Are you ready for what is to come? Are you thankful for all you have been given? As would say, decent son, do you realize responsibility that comes with the pleasure of success? You must be a man of integrity to always be at your best. And no matter there are no cameras and that you are alone under this roof, you could hide sometimes from the outside world. But me, the mirror, I always see the truth. Again, my name is Fox Spire. I really enjoyed it today. I will talk at you all later. Tanya, back to you.